In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, well, now that Budweiser has been renamed America, we'll ask what will be the next big product to be renamed and why. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and AT&T, with a network and solutions for helping companies sense and adapt to meet the demands of business. Discover the power of and with AT&T. The Maine Office of Tourism, offering travelers an opportunity to explore and discover their very own Maine thing, to be inspired, be adventurous, and be yourself. The journey begins at visitmaine.com. And Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug, I'll just have another pizza. Berman, benevolent overlord. Philip Kotika writes our limericks. Our intern is Peanut Butter and Isabelle Robertson. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dernboss. Technical directions from Lorna White. Thanks this week to the crew of the Providence Performing Arts Center. Our CFO is Ann Nguyen. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike. Happy birthday, Eva Danforth. Now, panel, what'll be the next product to get a new name? Peter Gross.
To make themselves even more popular with millennials, the clothing store Forever 21 will rename themselves Bernie Sanders.
Amy Dickinson.
In order to improve their image, North Carolina has announced that they're changing their name to North Korea.
And Morocco.
Viagra is being renamed Boniva, because let's face it, Boniva sounds like a nickname for the thing Viagra is supposed to give you.
Well, if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Peter Gross, Amy Dickinson, Mo Rocca. Thanks to everyone at Rhode Island Public Radio, our fabulous audience here at the Providence Performing Arts Center, you denizens of the Ocean State. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.